Milo in the morning. On 102.4 Wish FM.
Let's give away more tickets to Gulliver's World. We have Louise on the phone. Morning, Louise.
Morning, Chris.
Morning, Louise. Now, you're on your way to work. Tell us where you work, Louise.
At Earlham and Carriday College in Salford.
Okay, but where do you live?
Hindley.
You live in Hindley. That's a commute every day, isn't it? Crikey.
It is.
So, what do you teach at Earlham and Caddy's Head Academy?
College. Sorry, I teach maths.
You teach maths? Oh, it's a college. Sorry, college. Sorry, I got the name of the thing wrong. But you teach maths? Oh,
I
my
do.
Word. What? Are you, presumably exams and that coming up soon, is that right?
They are 3.5 weeks
and counting. Really? GCSE maths, I remember it well. I just about scraped through maths, I think. You just about got it. Okay, right, Louise. And you're telling me you got, we're giving away Gulliver's World tickets, so you got two young children. Who are they?
Isaac and Tabitha.
Isaac and Tabitha, how old are they?
3 and 5.
3 and 5. What's your favourite ride at Gulliver's, just out of interest, Louise? Because we've all been there. We've all, as parents, we've all cramped ourselves into the various rides. Which one's your favourite?
The Caterpillar.
That's the mini roller coaster, isn't it, the Caterpillar?
It is. It's the little one, yeah.
Just out of interest, do you do the thing that all parents just pretend that they... Did you put your hands up in the air, you know, you go, ah! You do that kind of thing, just to show the kids what to do. Do you do that?
Yeah, and slightly embarrassing
as well. Brilliant. I do hope some of your kids are listening this morning as they're on the way to college, Louise. OK. Right, well, let's give yourself... see if we can win you these passes. We've got four tickets for Gulliver's World. Here's Gully Mouse. You've got to tell me where he is. Have a listen to his clue.
I'm in Italy this morning, and I'm visiting a very famous bell tower. It's popular with tourists, who take photos as though they're trying to straighten up the building. Superman famously did that too in one of his movies. But where am I?
OK, Louise, where's Gully Mouse this morning?
Is it the Leaning Tower of Pisa?
I'm just by the Leaning Tower of Pisa.
Yes, he is just by the Leaning Tower of Pisa. Well done, Louise.
Thank you.
So you, Isaac, Tabitha, you're all off to Gulliver's World with Wish FM. Well done. Thanks for coming on the show, Louise.
Thank you very much.
Have a great day teaching maths. Take care.
Will do.
Welcome to Latix Boss, Gary Colwell. Good morning.
Morning, how you doing?
I'm very good. Are you used to that yet? People going, Latix Boss, Gary Colwell. Is it sinking in?
It's sinking in now, yeah. It's took a bit of a while, but... right into the job now, really enjoying it.
Good.
A lot of hard work and looking forward to next season.
Good. Are you pleased to get out of the house this morning? You were just saying just before you had to sort out the kids' breakfast and everything before
kids,
you got in.
Yeah, I've not seen a lot of the kids recently, so sorted their breakfast, got them ready and left the house. That's why I was running a bit late.
No, I don't know. You're here on time, as far as I'm concerned. I don't mind you. You're here on time. It's just fascinating. Cause it's one thing I escape now, you see, doing this show. You don't have to faff around getting breakfast and things ready on the morning. It's great.
Yeah, if you've got kids, breakfast is crazy time. So
busy time. Right, we've got something to welcome you. We do this wherever we get guests in. We have a great archive of various bits, various moments. We've put this together for you to welcome to your show. You ready? You got your headphones on? You listening?
Yep.
Here we go. Have a listen to this.
Colwell's there with the header. Colwell's there with the opening goal. Fantastic planted.
I was a player that played with kind of desire and passion, and that's something that I want to bring to management.
Skimmed into the edge of the 6-yard line. Caldwell's there! And he's got the goal for Wigan Athletic. They've come from behind. It's 2-1.
For me, I just see the opportunity and the chance to do something great with this club again and take it back to where it should be.
Caldwell inside the area. Onto his right foot. Caldwell for Wigan Athletic in front of the cup. Puts them back into the lead. A cool finish on the edge of the 6-yard box.
I cannot believe that finish he's taken there. A centre-half to get himself in the box. And a chance to just lash it in, but no, he decides he's going to drag it back. Send the whole cop one way and just tucks it in under the goalkeeper. A fantastic finish. I think that's probably the best goal Gary Colwell ever scored in his career.
I'm not silly enough to think that by playing good football and getting beat every week, then you're going to be a good manager. You're judged on results, and trying to win football games will be our priority.
Gary Colwell, who gets to it first, he heads on the opening goal of the afternoon. It's Bolton Wanderers 0, Wigan Athletic 1.
Listen to the cheer as now Gary Colwell and Emerson Boyce lift the FA Cup for Wigan Athletic. Remember this date, Saturday, 11th of May, 2013. Wigan Athletic have beaten Manchester City to lift the FA Cup for the first time in their history.
Every club has history, and that has highs and lows, and this is a low in the history, but we want to take it back to the highs of the Premier League.
There we go, Gary Colwell. Sorry about the music, by the way. That was chosen by somebody else.
Well, so, it was excellent. Great music.
It's singing along.
One of my favourites.
There we go. In there, we urge you scoring in front of the cop and lifting the FA Cup. I mean, it's every boy, when they're growing up wanting to play football, probably scoring at Anfield in front of the Copies one and lifting the FA, and you've done them both.
Yeah, great memories, but they are only memories. You know, I think now it's about the future and getting back to those great stadiums, those great kind of occasions. And that's what we're doing at the minute, working hard to try and achieve that.
When you got the nod to become boss, right? You know, the it's quite a thing, isn't it, with football managers, suit or tracksuit on the touchline. Was that a conscious decision to go with a smart tie and everything, or?
I think I always thought a suit was looked a bit more professional, but I think as I go on, I might change it different occasions. But I think the suit looks smart and kind of gives you that authority.
And the tie, did they give you a new one, or was it hanging up in the manager's office when you went in?
No, that was my player's tie, so I still had the player's. I need a new one this summer.
Just checking, we'll get you a new one. What about when he walked into the manager's office for the first time and he sat in the seat and they'd all, like, the press guys had all gone, everybody had gone? What was that like?
A bit strange, I think, when you've been a player and I sat the other side of the desk, for so long with so many different managers. It was strange to sit on that chair, and I've had players up that I've played with, and it's we've had some funny conversations in that room. Yeah.
What have you put on the desk to make it yours? You put anything on it?
I've not done a lot to the room yet. No,
come
the
on.
Room's very bare. I'll sort that in the
You're
summer.
Redecorating
as well. I've been too busy.
Get Lawrence Llewellyn Bowen in or somebody to redecorate. Have you put your feet up on it yet? Have you done that? Have you kicked back and done the old?
No, too busy. I've not
really?
Had time. Not had time
Can't
for that.
Can't believe that. Right, OK, well, the new season cards were out yesterday, and I was looking at doing some of the maths, about 11... I think some of the games, you can work about 11 quid a game or something to watch a game next season, if you want to go and see it. It's just fantastic, isn't it?
Yeah, it's excellent. I think we want people in the stadium. We want to get the support behind us. I've had that so far, and we want that next year. We're going to need it if we want to get promotion.
You haven't had a drink. Are you sure you don't want a brew?
No, I'm fine.
If you want a drink, what's your drink of choice, by the way, just so people know if they ever meet you?
Probably beer.
Beer? You can't have beer at 20 past 10 in the morning.
Scottish.
beer for breakfast. Lovely. Just before we get a caller on here to win these tickets, take a question from our Tub of Truth there. This is the only show on the radio where you interview yourself. Okay, go on. What's the question? I can't see it.
What's your favourite holiday destination?
Holiday destination. Where would you go on holiday?
Probably Dubai. Going there this summer again.
I heard you mention it. I heard you mention the press conference last week that Mrs. had booked a holiday.
She'd booked it quickly.
Get out of here. Right, have they got a good mobile phone reception in Dubai? Will you be all right?
I'll need one,
one. Okay, right, let's play a little lyrics. We've got Latic season cards up for grabs here. In fact, Gary, you can say hello to our caller. He's called. All right, here we go. Say hello to our caller, Gary.
Hi, Andrew.
Hello, you all right?
How you doing?
I'm fine.
You see, this is different for you, isn't it? Because people always ask you questions, Gary Colwell, and now you could get to ask them questions. Okay. Where are you from, Andrew? Where are you heading to? Where are you from?
I'm from Wigan, and I'm heading to Edgehill University.
What do you do?
I am a lecturer there.
A lecturer? Ever fancy having a crack at lecturing, Gary?
No.
Never had a go at that. Have you been lectured to a few times?
Yes,
I'd imagine.
Quite a few times.
Who was the worst manager for lecturing to you?
Lecturing worst manager.
Who's the loudest? Who's been the loudest, most shouty manager you've
worked? Gordon Strachan.
Really?
Yeah.
Even though he's small, I imagine he'd jump up. Does he bounce up and down?
Like? Yeah. When he was eating a bit of fruit, he was scary. You knew he was going to be angry when he was eating fruit.
What was his fruit? That's a bizarre anecdote. What was his fruit of choice?
He had a plum one time, and he went mental, and then by the end of it, the plum just got thrown and.
Scottish
again.
It goes mad.
Angry Scottish people.
Brilliant. Okay, right. Andrew, let's see. You could be off to see Latix next season. We've got an adult and a child season card here for grabs. Andrew, we wanted to know what the song was, so here's our little lyric this morning. Have a listen.
Hi, my name's Madison, and this is my lyric. A message to the main. Seasons come and go, but I will never change, and I'm on my way.
Okay, Andrew, what's the song? Who sings it?
Written in the Stars by Tiny Temper.
Well done, Andrew. You got yourself some Latics season cards for next season. An adult and a child one. We're going to sort those out for you. How long have you been watching Latics for, Andrew?
A good few years now.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, so you've seen this man play a few times. Were you at Wembley for the FA Cup final, or were you watching on the telly or listening on the radio?
Yes, went there as well, yeah.
You were there. Where were you in the stadium?
Behind where Ben Watson scored, up and to the right.
Oh, wow. What was it like?
Just bizarre, absolutely bizarre.
What was it like, Gary?
Amazing, great day.
Just, my enduring memory from that day was just people's smiles, like, even like 4 or 5 hours after the game, people just had these imprinted smiles on their faces. Well, well done, Andrew. You've won yourself the season card for next season. Thanks for coming on the show this morning, and enjoy next season. Let's hope they can get straight back up. Thanks, Andrew.
Okay, cheers.
Take care, buddy. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Gary Caldwell, the Latex boss, with us this morning. You want to do your DJ. What's that song? Who sings it? Do you know without looking at the screen?
Land Down Under.
Down Under by... Men at Work. You get in there, though. You got the song title. That's not bad. Okay. Right, so we do various things. We're going to get you to read the sports news in a minute. You all right with that? You're going to be our guest sports presenter for the morning. And this is fun. When I was texting a friend yesterday, when we confirmed you were coming on the show, I was texting a friend to tell him you were coming in. And my iPhone, I don't know if you've noticed this, it changes. It does like the predictive text thing. Mm-hmm. And when I started typing Gary, it came up as garlic. And then when I tried to do Caldwell, it came up as calling. So it was garlic calling was your name in predictive text. Okay? So what I thought... I wonder what other players in Gary's squad come up as. Okay, so there's a couple of easy ones to start off with. You have to try and work them out. So, Scottish Karsik.
Scott Karsik.
Yeah, come in a little bit because you sound like you're miles away. Scottish Karsik, yeah, Scott Karsik. Ember's boyfriend.
Emerson Boyce.
Yeah, yeah. Wilson Visit.
William Quest.
Yeah, Wilson Visit. Okay, these ones are a little bit tougher, I think. Gary Bonds. Who do you think Gary Bonds is?
Gaetan Bong.
Yeah, yeah, Gaetan Bong, yeah. Jamming, perhaps.
Jamming Pennant.
Nope. Chris thought it was Jermaine Pennant yesterday.
Jamming,
perhaps. Listeners, do you know? Jamming, perhaps, is James Perch.
James Perch,
yeah. And final one, we'll do this one. I like this one. Hermit Penguin. Who's Hermit Penguin? Hermit Penguin is...
Harry Maguire.
No, it's Jermaine Pennant. It's Hermit Penguin. It'd be his new nickname around the dressing room. All right, Hermit, how are you doing? Right, more with Gary Caldwell coming up. We'll do more from the Tub of Truth in a moment, and we'll talk about his big charity game he's played in on Friday night. 8:27, news is next.
Now, with the sport, here's Latics boss Gary Caldwell.
Sean Wayne is hopeful that Sean O'Loughlin will return to the squad to play Castleford this week. The Wigan Warriors captain has been on the verge of a return for the last few weeks after a 3-month layoff. Wayne says it's a huge boost.
He's a great player and I still think Farrell and Joe Tompkins and John Bateman are playing outstandingly well. And when you can play well and get four wins, really good wins like we've had, and put Sean O'Loughlin, it shows you the strength of the squad of the club.
Latics boss Gary Caldwell, that's me, has told Wish FM that the squad will be much changed next season. Academy graduates Lee Nichols, Jordan Flores, Louis Robles and Tim Chow all featured in the final game on Saturday. I said if they're good enough, they'll get a chance.
The boys that I put on the park have shown that they merit that opportunity, and hopefully I've gave them a taste and they come back in the summer ready to work again and get in the team. The team gets picked by people who work hard in training and show they want to be a part of it.
Liverpool's Daniel Sturridge is beginning his recovery from hip surgery. He told followers on Instagram the procedure in America was a success. And on our website, is Apple trying to kill off free Spotify? You can find out at wishfm.net.
Give it up for our new sports reader, Gary Caldwell, everybody. Well done, my friend. That was very, very good. And it's good to get the pronunciations right of your players, because we've been calling him Robles. Robles. Robles.
I don't know.
And also, just very quickly, I don't want to get too sporty on this, but obviously your playing career, he's still only young. Daniel Sturridge has got this hip problem at the moment. It's your hip, isn't it, that caused
yeah,
you?
My both hips, but my left hip in the end was... The killer.
You just couldn't get over it.
No, I just couldn't get out of bed in the morning. Sometimes it was that painful.
See, people don't see that side of it.
No,
you know what I mean. They just boo you or shout at you when you don't perform or whatever. But that kind of stuff.
FA Cup year, the doc gave me an injection the other day, and I said it takes me back because I was taking one a day to train and then two for games for like 3 or 4 months, and that was just to get me.
And
through.
Is it still bad? Are you going to live with that forever now, or is it?
It's okay now.
Right.
I'm not looking forward to the charity game on Friday. I think people will see an old man.
Famous birthday today. George Clooney's 54 today. Graham Souness. How old do you think Graham Souness is, Gary? Gary Caldwell, the Wigan Athletic boss, is here. It's his birthday today.
62.
How did you know? Are you guessing, or did you know? He's 62 today.
Scottish, good Scotsman, isn't he? So.
Does he eat plums, do you know?
He probably does. I could imagine he got angry.
And then just a couple of days to go, you know, until this charity game. You're playing for this Joseph Gold charity game on Friday night. You were saying about your hip maybe playing up. You might not.
Not looking forward to it. Yeah. We played 5-a-sides with the staff about a week ago, and standard was terrible. And it was a small
pitch.
Still
got up here, though. A lot of these
small pitch.
I'm just looking at the players. Yeah, Emerson Boyce is playing. Roberto's coming back to play in that as well. Has he still got touch as a player?
Yeah, I hope I'm not playing defence, so he's not very good defensively.
is he not?
No, he's not. Spanish, just let's run us go. He wants to play with the ball.
Who's going to be in goal, though? You've got Polly and Chris Kirkland there lined up. I wonder who's going to get the nod there.
That'll be interesting.
Yeah, but put them both in, maybe. Yeah. It's charity.
You might need them both.
And then you're playing against it's the development squad that you're playing against, I think, isn't it? Okay, well, it's Friday night. It's at Ashton's ground at Edge Green Street. So if you want tickets, they're on sale at the DW ticket office. I know they're going well. So that's Friday night for Joseph's Goal. Actually, go on the website, because while you're on there, you can buy tickets for that and get those season cards. Some very moody pictures of you on the website. Have you seen the ones that scroll around? I've just been noticing these. Look, these shots of you, Gary, pitch side. You're very moody. Look at that. Deep in thought. You can see that. WiganLatics.co.uk for all those season card stuff. Right, tub of truth. We only did one question for this before. So this is the show where you interview yourself. Let's do a couple of... Dig deep. Let's get another couple of questions on here. So find out a bit more about the man.
If you could go to see one person or band in concert, living or dead, who would it be? Probably Ed Sheeran. And now I'd love to see Ed Sheeran live. Yeah,
he does it all himself, I think, as well, doesn't he?
He's
a bit of a showman. Okay, let's have another couple out of there. You'd go down well here. The bosses here love Ed Sheeran. You could listen to us all day. Right, okay.
Who's the player in your dressing room with the shortest fuse? Probably me at the minute.
But you don't play anymore. Did you lose it? Did you lose it on Saturday?
Yes, I did. Saturday, yeah.
That's all right. That's what we want to know.
It was the first time.
Yeah, not happy.
First for everything.
Yeah, of course, we've got to get it out of the system.
Hopefully there's not too many more.
Okay, so player, come on. When you were playing, who did you play with? You thought, you know, if some of the Joker in the dressing room wound them up, who was the one that really went?
Antillan Alcaraz was angry.
Was he?
Yeah, he could be an angry man, yeah. South Americans are...
Don't mess.
Angry.
Okay, we'll do one more for now, then we'll do travel. Okay, let's go on. Dig deep into the mind of Gary Caldwell on Wish FM this morning. One more.
What is your dream car?
Dream car, Gary Caldwell.
Not too fussed, to be honest.
You're not a car man. Because, see, you get this impression that footballers are obsessed with cars and things like that. Yeah. You know, you're not bothered, no?
No.
No? Okay. All right. We want an answer. Take another one. Dull that one. What else have we got? Come on.
Which reality TV show would you like?
Yeah, this is the one.
That's a funny one.
Yeah, reality TV show, go on.
Yeah, Strictly Come Dancing.
Really?
I love it.
Do you? What, is it the outfits or just the actual athletic side of things?
Just the dancing, I think, is amazing.
Or the ladies. We like the ladies on that.
My wife listening to that.
Yeah, sorry.
Just the dancing, I think it's amazing. The training, how good they can become. And I've always thought I was a bit of a dancer. So.
Brilliant. Anyone from Strictly Come Dancing listening? Wigan Athletic Boss fans, they got that. There we go. We'll get you on there. You never know. You dancing around. Have you ever done that kind of stuff?
No.
No, you've never done it?
I keep seeing my wife, but she's not up for it. So.
There we go. Hey, Ed, media guys here. You want to get that sorted? That'd be a good day, wouldn't it? Get him doing ballroom. Get the whole squad. You get the whole squad doing ballroom dancing for the day. That's a bit of good PR, isn't it? Fantastic. Right. Gary Caldwell's here. It's Wish FM Breakfast. It's 19 minutes tonight. More with Gary coming up. I don't know, I just sense over the last couple of weeks this kind of... You've been at the club now for 5-6 years. There's kind of this real kind of backing to get the club back up. There's kind of a real feel-good thing. Even though there was the relegation, there seems to be... Do you sense that as well, even in the dressing room and stuff?
Yeah, it has been really good. I think the fans have got behind me and the team. And whilst we've been relegated and we didn't want that, then the focus is on getting straight back up and coming up with momentum, and I think the fans can feel that, and the players and the staff definitely do. And as I said before, we're working hard to try and get the players in that we need to make sure that happens.
I'm going to have a busy couple of weeks, I feel. Okay, top of truth, let's do a couple more questions. Let's shuffle it up. Here we go. More of the questions from me. Before you do one from there, we were talking before, stress in everybody's life these days. And we suddenly found, me and Chris here, had a common bond. We both love Lego, playing Lego with our kids to de-stress. Find it very... Is there something you do, like with home with the kids, family time to kind of get away? What do you do to get away from the stress of it all?
Golf. I started playing golf again. I love playing golf.
Golf.
I hadn't played for years with my hip. But I played last week, and I think that's a good...
All right, going down the park. Do you have a kick around with you, lad? Two boys.
Yeah. The youngest one loves it, but he's too good for me now. He's only five, but...
Presumably you've got a goal in the garden.
Yeah.
Do you get really competitive like I do?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. He has to, really. If he's trying to win, then he has to beat me. I don't let him win.
Brilliant. That's what we like. Do you go in goal? Are you a good goalie?
I can, yeah. I actually played him on the computer once, and I was 3-0 up after 20 minutes, and he threw the controller down. Big tantrum. So I had to be a parent and tell him off and say, you can't do that, you have to keep trying. Told him the right things. And then after about 60 minutes in the game, he was winning 4-3. And I was ready to throw the... So I had to restrain myself.
Who won in the end?
I think he won in the end, brilliant. Yeah.
He didn't talk, like, for days.
No.
That's what I like. All right, couple more questions from the Tub of Truth, then, before we head off. What do you got?
What's your favourite chocolate treat? I love all chocolate. Probably, like, a Magnum ice cream.
Magnum ice cream, nice. Like, they've brought out these mini Magnum ice creams.
Yeah, they're nice. Magnum almond.
What's the point of the mini ones, though? You
have to eat
three. I was going to say, you have to eat the whole box. Yeah. Completely pointless. Right, a couple more here, and then we'll let you get off to your important 9:30 meeting.
What was your favourite toy as a kid? Football, was that a toy?
I suppose it counts, doesn't it?
I wasn't into toys.
Street, did you play football on the street when you were growing up? Was it that kind of
just around
the park?
Yeah, my big brother, yeah.
Yeah. How's he getting on, by the way?
He's all right, yeah. He was over
Toronto.
Just recently. It was my dad's 60th birthday, and he came over. Seen him for a couple of days, but he's back over in Toronto now, yeah.
Great. Okay, one more, and then we'll let you get off here. It's been great having you on the show this morning.
If you weren't involved in football, what job would you be doing?
Yeah.
Actually, like, journalism when I was at school. I thought, yeah, I'd like to get into, like, sports journalism, but...
You're all welcome. He's rubbish. We'll get rid of him. You can come in and do it.
We need some work experience.
Yeah, we'll get you in. Get you in for journalism. Right, OK, well, it's been great. Before you go, have you got, like, you know, like, when you give your pre-match speech to the players, you stand up, I can see you there on your box there in the changing room, get them going for the game. Are you like that? No? No. Anyway,
no.
So give us some words of encouragement for the fans for next season. Come on, this is your big moment now.
Just believe in what we're going to do. It's... going to be an exciting adventure next year and back in League One, but I'm positive that we'll come back up, and we need them to believe in us and get behind us to help us do that.
Brilliant. Gary, thanks so much for coming in.
Thank you.
Because it's an early start today. I appreciate that.
It's great. Thank you.
You got it. Hopefully it's easier than the meetings you're about to go and sit through all day.
Yeah.
Wish FM Breakfast with Chris Milo.